Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends, the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Sergeant Major's Whistle. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a most exciting day because today it is Albert's birthday.
Yay!
The other Jiffs have already given him a lovely homemade present and they've sung happy birthday. So now it's time to see what else is planned.
Oh, I think the next thing is to play some wonderful party games like Heidi und Seek Seek.
Well, Heidi und Seek Seek is my favourite because I know all the best places to hide in my garden.
All the Jifflings laughed because if there was one place they knew they could find Albert, it was in his garden. So Friedeline covered her eyes and everyone got ready to hide.
Ooh.
Well, almost everyone.
Like, couldn't we eat the big birthday lunch first, man? All those cakes smell delicious.
Hedge was very eager to get his paws into the scrummy trifles and treats waiting in the Jiffling's kitchen. But it wasn't even close to lunchtime yet.
Oh, let's play some games first, Hedge, so we can build up our appetites.
Hedge didn't really understand building up his appetite, because he was always ready to eat.
Yeah.
But still, it was Albert's birthday, and so everyone jiffled and jambled across to the special birthday play area that Miss Katie and Young Pumpkin had set up.
Well, just look at all this, Jiffs. There's so much we could do. We could play musical chairs, or pass the parcel, or maybe even...
Like, hurry up and choose, Albert man. I want to pass a parcel of birthday cake right into my tummy.
Hedge, stop rushing. That's very rude. Let Albert choose in his own time. Albert was a little bit flustered now. He wasn't very good at being rushed. But he scratched his little Jiffling head and decided which game to play first.
Right. I say we play musical chairs first. That way we'll have used up lots of energy before the big Jifflin' birthday lunch.
So the Jifflings' pet mouse, Jeffrey, pressed play on their little record player and all the Jifflings danced around the chairs happily, waiting for the music to stop. Well, the hedge was very slow there and he didn't get to the chair in time.
Like, oh no, I'm out. Time for lunch?
Oh, lazy Hedge, you did not even try. And we're still playing, Hedge, so you can't go for lunch just yet.
So the Jifflings took one chair away and Jeffrey started up the music again. But no sooner than it had started. Oh no! The hedge had stopped the music so soon that nobody was ready. And in the confusion, they had all ended up in a big Jiffling heap on the floor. Hedge, stop rushing so much!
But like the quicker we play, the quicker we eat.
Ooh, but you've only just had your breakfast, Hedge.
But, like, my breakfast needs a buddy, man.
Ah, GIFs. You know that sound. It is the sound of an object which has been lost or thrown away on Earth, and now it has found its way into the sea around your net. Time to all jiffle over and heave it in. The object fell onto deck with a peep. It was silver and shimmery, with one round end and one long curved side. I think that is a jiffling slide that we can whoosh and zoom right down for Albert's birthday. That does sound fun, Miss Katie. But then Young Pumpkin stepped forwards, for he knew what this important-looking object was. He springled up onto the story seat, and with a big grin, he began today's tale.
This is the Sergeant Major's whistle, and my old baker, Ted Bread, told me all about it. This story begins in the countryside, where a big army had their special training camp. All the newest soldiers who joined the army would go to the camp to learn how to be incredibly strong and brave. They arrived at the gates with big smiles, ready to do their best. But soon, their smiles went away when they met Sergeant Major Scary Claire.
What are you doing just standing there? On the double! Quick march! Quick march! Quicker! Quicker march!
And so all the soldiers would run around in a big panic, while Scary Claire...
That's Sergeant Major Scary Claire to you!
Ooh, whilst Sergeant Major Scary Claire blew her whistle and shouted at them to go faster. Because the quicker they did their training, the sooner Sergeant Major Scary Claire could get back to her nice warm office and pet her little dog Sally.
Good doggy!
Well, one day, Sergeant Major Scary Claire called all the soldiers outside to do an obstacle course. First, they had to crawl through a muddy tunnel, and then climb up a big fence. And finally, they had to grab a huge rope and swing from one side of a pond to the other.
Cor blimey, Governor, this looks a bit difficult,
said one of the soldiers.
Maybe we can go a bit slower today.
You bunch of snails! You're taking far too long! Sally won't pet herself, you know! Why haven't you finished yet?
But you haven't even said go!
Right! Go!
So Claire blew her whistle, and the soldiers panicked and ran in all directions, bumping into each other and falling over. And pretty soon, they had bumped and bished each other so much, they were all tangled up in a big heap on the floor. Well, Sergeant Major Scary Claire really wasn't happy now. But before she could blow her whistle, one of the soldiers stood up defiantly.
That's it! We've had enough, Scary Claire! We quit!
And as Claire watched, all of her soldiers untangled themselves, got up, and walked off, refusing to be in her army anymore.
No.
Then Sergeant Major Scary Claire realised that maybe she had tried to rush them all a bit too much. And although petting her little dog Sally was nice, it really could have waited. But now it was too late, so Claire threw away her whistle, because there simply wasn't any soldiers left to whistle at anymore.
And now, the whistle is here, so I think we should reuse it as a great big throne that we can all sit on and feel really grand. Then Hedge stepped forward, because he'd had a particularly nice idea.
Even though I do like lunch a lot, maybe it can wait for a bit, so I'll use the whistle to stand behind and not look, whilst all you other GIFs find a clever hidey place. And then I'll come and, like, seek, man.
Oh, Hedge, what a lovely thought, to use the object to help play Albert's favourite birthday game. And so, the GIFs each took turns hiding and seeking. And they came up with some really inventive places to hide, too. And then, all in good time, and with nobody rushing them, they had a lovely, delicious Gifling birthday lunch and played long into the evening before they all felt rather dozy. And so, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Giflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Giflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Giflings? Yeah, like this one. It says, "Hi, my name is Ishana. I am 7 years old. My favourite characters are Miss Katie, Friedelein and the Hedge. I like Miss Katie because she always slips over. And I like Hedge because he's so greedy. Friedelein has the funniest, silliest voice. The idea of the cookie cutter is pretty amazing. Thank you."
Well, that is a lovely review, Ishana. Thank you very much.
Like, totally, man. And we have this one, too. It says, "My name is Odile, and I live in Sydney. My favourite character is Hedge, because he is so silly and funny. I also like Young Pumpkin, because I like to eat pumpkin. It's my favourite vegetable."
Ooh, what a perfect review, Odile. Thank you very much. Aye. And thank you to everyone who sent us an email or left us a review.
We really do love to hear from everybody. That's right. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thegiflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Giflings very soon. Goodbye.